You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to another Film Friday episode here at Locked On Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here every single Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, covering your New Orleans Saints. On today's episode, it looks like VP and Assistant General Manager of Pro Personnel, Terry Fontenot, is headed to Atlanta to take over as their new general manager. Unless that deal falls apart, he'll be working with the rivals next season. So we'll discuss what this means for the Saints, what it means for the Atlanta Falcons, and how New Orleans can replace 16 years of development at his role. Then a quick film review on the last few games from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what they've done well, where they've struggled, and how the Saints can attack. And then we'll wrap up with our three keys to victory. If the Saints are going to win this game and move on to the NFC Championship, they'll need to get out of their own way. As always, I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, editor over at CanalStreetChronicles.com, and the Tuesday co-host over at the National Locked On NFL podcast. We got all that and a little bit of Lanyap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints, your team every day. So a big loss for the New Orleans Saints as VP and Assistant General Manager of Pro Personnel, Terry Fontenot, looks like he is on his way to the Atlanta Falcons to take over as their general manager. Now, to be clear, his hire can't take place until the Saints either lose in the playoffs or, more importantly, win the Super Bowl February 7th. So until the Saints are no longer playing, this hire can't be made official and he can't effectively take the job or anything like that. So you're not going to see anything official happen until after that point, which hopefully, again, isn't until we get into February. But look, this is a big loss for New Orleans. Is it one that they can't deal with? No, of course not. But it's still a big loss for them. Look, Terry Fontenot is more than just the VP and Assistant General Manager of Pro Personnel. He is part of the culture of the New Orleans Saints. The guy's from Lake Charles. He's local. He's been with the Saints organization for 16 years and developed into that role. Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis believing in him. Sean Payton told the story about Terry Fontenot when he was on the Huddle and Flow podcast with Steve Weiss, as well as Jim Trotter, talking about how the two of them met. They talked about, you know, minority executives in the NFL, the two of them being Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, talking about minority, you know, executives in the NFL or lack thereof and how they can help, how they can address that. And identified Terry Fontenot as one of the guys that just simply deserved it more than anything else. Despite his minority status, any of that, he deserved to be promoted. So they ended up promoting him up to assistant general manager. And as they expected, that ends up giving him an opportunity to go out there and pursue greener pastures, bigger paychecks, bigger opportunities. And it looks like he got it as he is set to become the new general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, who, of course, moved on from their head coach and general manager earlier on in the season. Now, the Falcons are going to gain a lot from Terry Fontenot, including his just massive experience and ability to attract free agents, create a culture that identifies, that pursues, and that retains professional players, like pro players, once they're in the building. So they're going to get all of those things from Terry Fontenot and his leadership over that role. Now, the Falcons already have a director of pro scouting and have, or excuse me, of pro personnel and a director of college personnel. So Terry Fontenot's responsibility is going to be essentially being more of the umbrella as opposed to the driving force behind the pro personnel acquisition talk, which is what he did with the New Orleans Saints. So it is going to be a little bit different what his role is as a full-on general manager. He's going to have to be worried about more things that are day-to-day. He's going to have his hands in contract negotiations, his hands in college personnel. He's going to have his hands in, hey, the team facility needs to be, you know, revamped and everything like that. Like Mickey Loomis basically did. He oversaw, I believe it was two different renovations to team facilities, which is a part of retention and keeping players happy and making sure everybody has the tools that they need, all of those things. So the big question mark for Terry Fontenot is going to be centered around, can he do the rest, whether or not he can do the rest of those things. If he can widen his scope beyond just pro personnel, and then sort of be that umbrella guy that's supervising all of the goings on within the front office, how does he fit in that role? I personally think he's going to do a great job. He's had great mentorship. Yes, his focus for the New Orleans Saints was on pro personnel, but he's also had 16 years with the New Orleans Saints to learn how that front office shifted, what the culture change was like, all of that he can instill in Atlanta or be a part of instilling in Atlanta. And he also did, you know, worked very closely with Jeff Ireland, with college scouting and with college personnel. And of course, worked very closely with Mickey Loomis and Kai Harley when it came to contract negotiations and things like that. So he's not entirely foreign to that entire world. It's just going to be, how does he fit into that role now when he gets the opportunity? Now, the big question for the Saints is going to be, how are they going to fill his role if he does indeed take that job and he is indeed gone next season? So the Saints have a couple of different options. They can consider promoting from within with maybe one of the pro scouts that they really like that has been working with Terry Fontenot, that already kind of understands the books, that knows the criteria, knows the rubric, and essentially can take everything that Terry Fontenot did, which was, you know, implementation of the culture that they wanted, implementation of the scheme, implementation of the player fit, player roles from Coach Payton and from everybody that sort of set all of that up, the coaching staff, the ownership, everything, and then go out and find players that fit those roles. Somebody already has some experience working with Terry Fontenot in that. So they could promote from within. They could go out and maybe grab one of these young GM candidates that have been going around this cycle and say, hey, sorry, you didn't get a general management position with one of those other teams, but we have this pro personnel position open if you're interested in coming and doing this, especially if there's former players, if that's like a Lewis Riddick or something like that. I'm dreaming with the Lewis Riddick thing, don't get me wrong, but I'm just throwing a name out there and just saying, you know, finding like a former player fits in that because you're looking for somebody that can connect to the pros that are out in the field and that are playing right now that you might be interested in free agency, the waiver wire, or in the trade market. And of course, supporting the insular look at your own team, which would be focus on retention. The other thing that you could do is if you promote from within, then you can go out and grab somebody from another team if you like any of the pro scouting displays that you've seen from around the league, and then you end up bringing somebody in to fill the newly vacant role, which would be the pro scouting position that you promoted up. So you could go and grab somebody from like the Panthers, the Rams, or the Colts who do a great job in free agency to fill the pro scouting vacancy and then just promote somebody from pro scouting that you trust into that pro personnel leadership role instead. Above all else, and however the Saints decide to address it, I'm happy for Terry Fontenot. He absolutely deserves this. Because he gets hired away and is a developed minority candidate, the Saints do get 2 third round picks, one for 2021, one for 2022. So they don't entirely just lose Terry Fontenot and get nothing away from it. They do help. It does help to get those third round picks. But above all else, you're sad to lose him. You hope that he does well, even though it's for a rival team. I don't care if the team loses. I want him to do well, and I want him to hold this job for as long as he feels comfortable before maybe moving on to greener pastures from that point. And again, that hiring cannot become official until the Saints are no longer playing. And right now they are. They're looking at continuing to move ahead. They've got their game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday night. Let's take a look at what the Bucs have looked like over the last few games before we get into our three keys to victory as we move along in today's Film Friday here on Locked On Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And I want to take this moment to give a big shout out to Built Bar. No segue here. It's just that Built Bar sent us all a care package that had a full-on box of Built Bars, as well as 3 bags of their immunity boost. And everything about this is incredible and is insane. So I am so grateful for it. And I want to tell you more about it because I got to try all of the new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. The only one out of those that I had really gotten to try before was apple almond crisp, which is becoming my absolute favorite. Second, of course, to mint chocolate. You know how I am with the mint brownie and the mint chocolate and all that. So still my favorite. But these new flavors are absolutely incredible. And of course, every one of these flavors is covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. Great for the health conscious person that's looking to lose or maintain weight while still being able to indulge in a delicious treat. So go and check them out. Get your box over at builtbar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and you're going to get 20% off of your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, family, betting on the NFL doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to help you make the smartest bets possible. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. All right, y'all, we're going to jump into a little bit of a film study here, or a little bit of a film breakdown, let's just say, of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the last few games ahead of this matchup between the Saints and the Bucs. But real quick, Want to get another five-star Friday in real quick. So many of y'all came through for me with the reviews. So I want to make sure I give you all your shout-outs now that iTunes finally updated and I can actually see the reviews. Thank you all very much for the kind words to Josh Thibodeau, KTTTTT, whole bunch of T's. Joseph Zapata, see you, homie. Rottweiler Sparks, CMoney001, RSBXLIV, who came through. Ethan, I see you. Rampage US, who that boy with a couple of Y's up in there. Bugs Not Bunny, love that. Buko Time and Dingo Dog Bear, whatever that might mean. You are a Dingo Dog Bear. I appreciate you for coming through. How you typing with your paws? Anyway, let's go ahead and jump into our film study. Again, always appreciate y'all for the five-star reviews, five-star Fridays. I appreciate y'all very much for showing that love and helping to support the show. So a couple of notes here from the Bucks over the last few games. I just looked at the last four games because, look, the Bucks are going to give the Saints something that they haven't put on film yet, that they didn't do over the course of the last two games. If they're smart, at least, that's what they're going to do. You save some stuff for the playoffs. The Saints saved a lot that you didn't see last week in the wild card round because they knew that they had won that game by the time that halftime struck, so, or at least just beyond halftime. So the Saints, you know, pulled it back a little bit. That's why you saw Alvin Kamara run 15 times in the fourth quarter. They pulled it all back. I think you're seeing a little bit of that from the Bucks as well. So let's talk a little bit about what the Bucks have shown over the last four games and how it might differ from what the Saints might see on Sunday. So this is actually something I don't think is going to change, but something that a couple of users on Twitter have pointed out to me, a couple of listeners on Twitter have pointed out, as well as just something that's identifiable, easy to see in the tape. Over the last few games, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been dedicated an additional blocker to help Tom Brady. Tom Brady is terrible when under pressure. I want to read you a little piece from one of the writers over at Canal Street Chronicles, Andrew Bell, who did his film study or one of his many film studies over on the site. And he mentioned that among quarterbacks that have played 20% of dropbacks in 2020, Tom Brady's 102.2 pass rating is ninth in the NFL. That's great. He's playing very well. Now, with the same qualifier, 20% of dropbacks in 2020, Tom Brady, when under pressure, has a pass rating of only 54.5, which is 28th in the NFL, right behind Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, and Sam Darnold in that order. So shout out to Andrew Bell for the great research there. That's big. Like, that's a big drop-off in terms of 102.2 when he's not under pressure, 54.5 pass rating when under pressure. So no big surprise there. It's one of the reasons why you've seen the Bucs really rely on them being in 12 personnel, those two tight end sets, and then leaving one of those tight ends back to block, oftentimes Rob Gronkowski, and then Cameron Brate is usually running a route. They're trying to attack the middle of the field, things like that. Something else to note is Brady's high variance against cover two and the way that he struggles against cover four. That can work in the Saints' benefit in terms of disguising their looks on the defensive side. You can essentially line up in a base, not a base, but you know, if you're a nickel and then you line up in your split safety look, you don't know if they're playing cover two or cover four because they'll play both out of that look. That gives you a little bit of an advantage against Tom Brady. You're not going to give him anything that he hasn't seen before, but you can still disguise. You can still give him a different look pre-snap, post-snap, things like that. And an easy way to do that is that if your guy, the guy that you're playing against, your opposition, and in this case, Tom Brady, is struggling against cover four and then is high variance against cover two, then all of a sudden you have one set you can line up in, one look you can give pre-snap, and then rotate into something else post-snap. So you can look like you're in cover two, come out and play cover four. You can look like you're in cover two zone, play cover two man. There's so many different disguises that you can do. And the Saints, of course, heavily rely on cover two man and zone, but then also do play very effectively in the cover four looks. So what you can expect the Bucs to do a little bit differently this time around is attack the middle of the field, especially when they have two tight ends on the field, because you can essentially run some perimeter routes on the outside that distract some of those safeties and then take advantage of some of those matchups. You can get over the middle of the field with either a back out of the backfield, which was maybe Keyshawn Vaughn if Ronald Jones can't go, LeSean McCoy if he's healthy, and then, of course, your two tight ends. And of course, Leonard Fournette can catch the ball too, but the two tight ends would be the next big thing. So this would mean that another good games from Malcolm Jenkins, like you saw last week, would be imperative in this matchup. The Tampa Bay Bucs also have played a lot of play action over the last four games, 44 play action snaps. So averaging about 11 per game, actually exactly 11 per game over the last four games. And that's different than the 7 per game average that we've seen all throughout the season, which includes wildcard weekend. On those 44 snaps, he's attempted 41 passes, completed only 23 of them, however, but still for 511 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions. So if nothing else, even though the completion percentage isn't high, the comfortability of throwing out a play action is definitely there, and it's minimizing mistakes for Tom Brady. Something else to keep an eye out on, you're going to hear a lot about these two quarterbacks being 40 years or older, like older than 40 years in the playoffs. By the way, shout out, happy birthday, Drew Brees, today, 42 years old. But also, Tom Brady has thrown over 40 times in five of the last seven games. So keep an eye out on how that might affect his arm throughout the length of the game. It might not. It 100% might not, but something to consider. Let's jump over to the defensive side. Couple little things here. 39% blitz rate for this defense. It was 37.4, I think, if I remember correctly, just a couple of weeks ago. So they're blitzing a lot. This is Todd Bowles, right? Todd Bowles is going to blitz. So you're going to see that. They're also one of the teams that runs quarters defense or cover four the most, 18.4% at the beginning of October per ESPN's Matt, the beginning of December per ESPN's Matt Bowen. So they do lean pretty heavily in that. That's going to do a lot of things. It's going to limit route trees. It's going to take off a little bit of the top of route trees for Emmanuel Sanders, for Michael Thomas. So we'll talk about how that has to work for the Saints, because the good news for the Saints is that even though they might take away some of those routes up at the top, playing from top down, they are going to be pretty weak over the middle. Devin White, not a great coverage linebacker. Great in pass rush, not a great coverage linebacker. Lavonte David playing very well, but the Saints have never been afraid to attack those linebackers in Tampa Bay, and the safeties, way more run support guys than they are coverage guys. They would have to step up big. Otherwise, they're going to continue to get attacked by Drew Brees and this offense. So a few notes there from the last four Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, but now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. What is it that the Saints need to do to get the dub on Sunday and continue to move forward to the NFC Conference Championship against either the Los Angeles Rams or the Green Bay Packers? We'll have that coming up for you next here on Locked On Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And when you get to that Conference Championship, fingers crossed, you know you're probably going to want to take a look at what the lines are, the over-under, all the things that we broke down on our Tuesday episode when we talked about our new, what we're calling beignets and parlays segment. And so if you want all that information, you can get it over at betonline.ag. And if you want to put some money down on the games, BetOnline is the number one place to get it done and the one place that we trust. So sign up for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, for a 50% welcome bonus. Put your money down on the biggest games of the week, college basketball, NFL, NBA, NHL's underway now, and even more outside of sports. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action, and don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON for that 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Houdat Nation, if you're looking for some of the best coverage of this coming weekend's NFL playoff action, subscribe to the Locked On NFL podcast. You get every Friday with your boy Q and Bo Brock, and they're joined by a betting expert and analyst from the Action Network. Get your full weekend preview and Sunday six-pack of winning bets every Friday at Locked On NFL. Subscribe to Locked On NFL podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right, y'all, we're wrapping up today's episode with our three keys to victory. We talked a little bit on Thursday with David Harrison of Locked On Bucks about what some of the, you know, biggest like important keys were just in terms of, you know, competing in this game and everything. We talked about pressure, which is a definite thing. We talked a little bit about being opportunistic on defense. And of course, we talked about keeping Drew Brees clean. So I'm going to kind of start in that exact same range. We're going to talk about three keys to victory here. And the very first one we're going to talk about are the trenches. The Saints, obviously far more successful when Drew Brees is kept clean. The Buccaneers, obviously far more successful when Tom Brady is kept clean. So when it comes down to what these two teams need to do, they need to protect their quarterbacks on the offensive side, and the defensive lines need to win. For the Saints, you have to be the team that wins on both of those lines. You have to be able to cover all those blitzes. That's one of the reasons why Latavius Murray not being in practice on Wednesday or Thursday, is such a big deal, because he's so good in blitz pickup. So maybe it becomes Michael Burton's responsibility to do a little bit of that. Ty Montgomery is a very good pass protector as well. So they still have some options there, but those blitz pickups for the Saints offensive line and for the Saints offense are going to be very, very important. And then, of course, you look over on the opposite side. Everybody knows it. Putting pressure on Tom Brady works. Like we just talked about, Andrew Bell's stat to where this guy drops from that 102.2 passer rating to a 54.5 passer rating when he's under pressure. It goes from 9th to 28th in the NFL in those situations. So the Saints have to be able to win on that side. The good news for the Saints is that they've proven that they can do it. Trey Hendrickson limited on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see about today's injury report and with his game designation if he's going to make it out on the field. That will be a big one. But also outside of that, David Onyemata on the inside. The defensive interior, I think, needs to have a big game here, especially with Alex Kappa out. You're going to be starting Aaron Stinney over in the Tampa Bay offensive line, who has played about 50 snaps in the NFL, 12 games of appearance in terms of special teams, but in terms of offense, has not played that much there. So the defensive interior has to come up with a big game here. Piss Ryan Jensen off so that he gets off his mark like he so often does. Get in the face of Aaron Stinney. You're not going to beat Ali Marpet, but if you can, do it. All of that on the defensive interior is going to be huge for the Saints, especially if they can get that immediate pressure right up the middle. So you can do that with those guys that are talented pass rushers up the middle, David Onyemata, Shai Tuttle, Sheldon Rankins, of course, but you can also do it by running stunts, wraps, and twists to get Trey Hendrickson, if he's available to play, Marcus Davenport, who's been very effective in that portion of the game, and of course, Cam Jordan attacking the interior as well. So win in the trenches, gonna be huge. Play your game on offense is my second key for the Saints. Just play your game. Don't worry about trying to do too much. Don't worry about trying to do too little. Don't worry about trying to be cute. Just play your game. If Taysom Hill isn't going to be able to go, then it's Drew Brees the entire game through. So do the things you already know you can do with Drew Brees and these receivers. This is a team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have given up over 2,000 yards after catch on the season. Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers in the passing game. Keep it to the short and intermediate game. It doesn't matter. Do what it is you know that you can do. Run your over routes, run your out routes, run your in routes, your in-breaking routes that you love over the middle of the field with Jared Cook, Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, all these guys. If you get Trey Hendrickson back, you get another contested catch guy over the middle. Just play your game, get the run game going, all that. Even if the run game can't get going because running up against that front seven for Tampa Bay is tough, commit to it early. That way you can set up the rest of your game, whatever that might be. Get that done, but just play your game. Don't worry about being cute. You ain't got to do nothing crazy. You're not going to do anything. You beat these guys two times. You are the better team as the New Orleans Saints. New Orleans Saints are the better team in this matchup. They have proven it already twice this season. They are the better team in this matchup. Just play your game. And then the last one, this is as rudimentary as I'm ever going to get with one of these, but please just hear me out. Don't lose. Don't lose. And I don't mean don't lose the game in terms of the score. I mean, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Get out of your own way. Don't cause yourself any more trouble than is necessary. You know it works against Tom Brady. You know it works against this defense. They're not going to go over some type of big revolutionary change from the wild card round to this round. There's no reason, no reason that Taylor Heinicke and the Washington football team should have put up 23 points on that Tampa Bay Bucs defense. There's no reason for that. They're in the high 20 or low 20s when it comes to their passing defense. They are weak there. You can attack them there. So just play your game, going back to the second one, and get out of your own way. Don't do these things that have gotten you in trouble. Will Lutz make you damn field goals, all these other things. Just don't lose, right? To me, that's what this is that it's the Saints either win this game or they lose this game. I don't see a world in which this team gets beat by Tampa. I see a world in which New Orleans loses this game, and that you can't let happen. So stick to your guns. Stick to what you do well, stick to what you know already works against this team, and then get ready for an NFC Championship run. All right, y'all, big game for Sunday night, 5:40 p.m. Central Time on Fox, New Orleans Saints, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm looking forward to coming back on Monday and talking about this, whether it's a win or a loss. I do think that the Saints are the better team. I do think that the Saints can win this game. And so I'm very excited to talk about if they do, and I'm very excited to talk about why they didn't if they don't. So we'll have a full week of coverage up next week, no matter what happens. But we're looking forward to seeing this not be Drew Brees' final game. This should not be the end of Drew Brees' career going up against Tom Brady. There's poetry in that, but this should not be the end of his, the last game of his career. If this indeed ends up being the final season, he deserves more. This team deserves more. This team is one of the best and one of the most complete in the NFL. They should be moving forward to the NFC Championship game. We'll talk about why they do. Or we'll talk about why they didn't on Monday. I appreciate y'all very much for coming through. Once again, I'm Ross Jackson. You can follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. Tell your friends, family, and fellow Saints fans about the show. And if you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe. Drop that 5-star rating and review. I thank you so much for all your support. and for helping me grow this family. This has been Locked On Saints, and trust Sooner Nation. I'll holla at you.